Blessed New Year, Shalom. Today is Vision Sunday, a time where we seek God's direction for the year ahead. And I am delighted to announce that our theme for 2026 is Crossover. To guide us into this theme, God is leading our church through the book of Joshua, a story of transition, promise, and stepping into new territory. This morning, I invite you to open your Bibles to Joshua chapter 1, the sixth book of the Bible following Deuteronomy. We will be focusing on verses 1 through 11. In fact, I'll be sharing two messages for Vision Sunday. Today, an expository look at this text, and next week on how we apply this crossover as a church. So if you have your Bible, please turn with me to Joshua chapter 1 and let's discover what it means to cross over together. Joshua chapter 1. After the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord said to Joshua, son of Nun, Moses' aide, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them, to the Israelites. I will give you every place where you set your foot, as I promised Moses. Your territory will extend from the desert to Lebanon, and from the great river, the Euphrates, to the Hittite country, to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. No one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their forefathers. Be strong and very courageous. Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving for your own. To help us navigate today's passage, I want to highlight four key themes that emerge from Joshua chapter 1, and each starting with the letter P. The first is faith in verse 1 and 2. It is about recognizing God's timing in our transitions. And secondly, it is promise in verses 3 to 6. It is about claiming the pledged land and the presence. And the third is pursue from verse 7 to 9. It is about moving forward with grit and be grounded in scripture. And lastly, possess, verses 10 and 11. It is about seizing our inheritance on God's schedule. Let's look at each of these. The first P is faith, teaching us that God works through divine timelines and appointed seasons. As Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1 says, there is a time for everything, a season for every activity under the heavens. We see this powerfully illustrated in the story of Israel. For nearly 700 years after God's promise to Abraham, they were made to wait. Growing from a family, to a tribe, to a nation, yet remaining a people without a land and without a country to call their own. Now in Joshua chapter 1, that season of waiting is over. God declares a new phase. He said, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now then, you and all these people, get ready to cross the Jordan River into the land I am about to give them to the Israelites. Now, in this divine transition, we see two pivotal shifts. First is the transition of land from wilderness into settlement. God declares that the season of wandering is over. A new season of possession has come. And second, a transition of leadership from Moses to Joshua. The era of Moses, the lawgiver, has concluded. The new season belongs to Joshua, the land giver. And this raises a vital question for us at FPBC. What does our new season look like? If God is calling us to cross over, what is He leading us into? Does it involve a new land or a new leadership transition for us? We will delve into that application next week. And the second P is promise. We see two foundation promises in this passage. The promise of the land and the promise of God's presence. First, the pledge of land. In Joshua chapter 1 verse 3, it says, I will give you every place where you set your foot as I promised Moses. What a dramatic change. From no place to set their foot to everywhere they set their foot is theirs. God specifies its scope in verse 4. Your territory shall extend from the desert of Lebanon to the great river, the Euphrates, all the Hittite country to the Mediterranean Sea in the west. Now, this is not a small plot of land. In fact, its scale was immense. It's comparable to about 40 times the size of modern Singapore. It was vast, a God-sized promise. Second, the presence of God. And it says, no one will be able to stand against you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. This promise reminds us that Israel's greatness was never in their military prowess, but in the presence of God. No army at that time could command the River Jordan to pile up so that they could cross on dry ground. It was the manifest presence of God that caused the people of Canaan to tremble when we see in Joshua chapter 2, verse 8 to 11, where their hearts melted in fear. What then are the promises of God for FPBC in this crossover? Could it be a promise of expansion or of His abiding presence? We will delve into that next week. Now, the third P is pursue. This speaks of our stance as we move forward. A stance defined by grit and being grounded in God's word. Grit speaks to a certain kind of leadership the crossover required because the situation demanded it. As God commands in verse 6, be strong and courageous because you will lead these people to inherit the land I swore to their ancestors to give them. Consider the transition. Moses was a shepherd. His leadership style was consultative and deliberative. Moses, Joshua, on the other hand, was a military leader. His style was decisive and directive. He was an executor and an activator. The people of Israel were experiencing more than just a change of leader. They were adapting to an entirely new leadership style. In God's divine wisdom, God knew that a nation preparing for conquest needed a leadership that was directive, decisive, and disciplined. And the second stance is being grounded in God's word. God commanded Joshua, "Be careful to obey all the law my servant Moses gave you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, that you may be successful wherever you go. Keep this book of law always on your lips. Meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do everything written in it. Then you will be prosperous and successful." Here, the second secret to Israel's success is revealed. The first is the presence of God. Now, it is the Word of God. But this is not about reading the Word merely as information. It is about receiving it as an imprint. It is not just about consuming God's Word, but letting God's Word consume us. Like a goldsmith pressing a design into a gold bar, we must let the Word of God make its imprints on our hearts. And the Lord reveals how. Meditate on it day and night. Now, my brothers and sisters, Christian meditation is not about emptying our mind. It is about filling our mind with God's Word, or ruminating on it. Pastor Rick Warren has observed that generally 80% of our thoughts are negative. By ruminating on God's Word day and night, we actively replace those negative thoughts with the truth and the life of Scripture. What is the stance we need to take in our crossover season? We need a bold and courageous stance. One that is decisive, directive, and disciplined. Because we are in a season of advancement. And what are the two foundational pillars in our crossover season? They are twofold: the presence of God and the Word of God. First, the presence of God must be felt. And someone recently told me a story of a sister who entered our sanctuary and immediately sensed a tangible presence. And she said, "God is in this place." Secondly, the Word of God must not merely be a subject of study, but a living imprint upon our hearts. And lastly, the last P is possess. It is about seizing our inheritance on God's schedule. I believe the time has come for FPBC to claim our promise. In Joshua chapter 1, verse 10 and 11, it says, "So Joshua ordered the officers of the people, 'Go through the camp and tell the people, get your provisions ready. 3 days from now, you will cross the Jordan here to go in and take possession of the land the Lord your God is giving you for your own.'" Go in and take possession. For Israel, this was an audacious command. They not only lacked a land, the land belonged to others, but they were commanded to drive out the inhabitants, not through negotiation, but by force. And here we see why Joshua was God's chosen leader for this moment. Where Moses might have protested or negotiated, Joshua was focused on accomplishing the mission. Next, I want you to notice the urgency in verse 11. It says, "Get your provision ready. 3 days from now." 3 days. And for me, this can be summarized into one word: urgent. It is like waiting for an elevator. We must be ready to step in the moment the doors open. There is a window of opportunity. You must act before it closes. Now, next week, I will share the 8 pathways to becoming a disciple-making church and a city on a hill. And one of the pathways is renovation and expansion. As you can see, we are already executing on renovation, and we are expanding by renting Unit 11A. Recently, a brother asked me, why can't our church grow beyond 200 people? Well, there may be many reasons. One practical factor is our 80 parking spaces, which we share with the neighboring eateries. To remove this barrier, we are submitting a formal request to the state government to lease the land at the basketball court to build additional car park. And let us pray for favor from the state. And in conclusion, one word that sums up our journey in the coming years is the word intense. We are in a season of change, moving from our spiritual desert into a place of settlement. This new season demands a different stance. We must be bold and courageous and forge ahead and claim the future God has promised. Our success in this crossover season hinges on two things: the presence of God and the Word of God. Whenever we gather, God's presence must be tangibly felt in our midst. And we must engage with the Word, not as mere academics, but as those receiving it as imprints in our hearts. And finally, we must move forward as one, ready to claim what God has promised our church, a vision I laid in the 8 pathways, and we'll explore together next week. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for today. Thank you for the word that you have given us through the book of Joshua, the crossover, Lord. Lord, we thank you for the specific instructions that you have given us, O God, to not turn to the left or turn to the right, and to be focused, O God, in this season. Lord, we look to you to guide us and to lead us, O God, into this new season. And we pray all these things in the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.